Oh, hello there. It's the titular Matt Stewart letting you know that I'm going to be in Sydney, Australia, and then Brisbane, Australia, doing short runs of my show, Dryer Dryer. Sydney from the 8th to the 12th of May, Brisbane from the 16th to the 19th of May. Hey, but also, you might not know this, I'm doing a live Who Knew It with Matt Stewart in Sydney on the 13th of May and in Brisbane on the 14th of May. Holy moly, am I looking forward to these shows. Please get tickets for all of these now. If you use the discount code DOGOON, that might work. I'm not sure, but worth a try. Really hope to see you there. Sydney especially, please come along. Brisbane also, though you're buying tickets earlier, better. Sydney lift, please. All right, I'll see you soon now. On with the show.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, welcome to the first ever edition of Jess Bop Perkins and her hot tips.
Jesus.
It's just a mini episode. We're coming out. The comedy festival begins today, mm-hmm. and Jess is, as far as I know, probably the biggest comedy nerd around. Mm. Knows all the hot tips, the best shows to go to. Do you have any tips? Well, I mean, firstly, are you doing any shows?
I mean, you know I am. Because I'm doing them with you. We're doing a Do Go On.
Jess.
Sorry. You're trying to... Yes, Matt. Actually, it's funny that you ask. I'm doing some live podcasts with my dear friends and co-podcasters.
Oh, that's right.
Dave and Matt.
Yes.
Do you know them? They're great and tall and handsome. And so we're doing shows on the 7th, 14th and 21st. We just added an extra show on the 14th.
Yes, the first two are sold out, right?
But yep.
The last one's got a few left on the 21st, and the new one on the 14th, we've got Nick Mason joining us.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to be really fun.
The week from the Weekly Planet.
Heaps of good shows out this year. Normally by this time, I'm like getting a bit of a spreadsheet going to and make sure can see. Because, you know, I mean, when you're in the kind of industry, there is a level of... I've got to go see my friends' shows, you know? And I've got a lot of friends.
You don't have to.
So...
not at my age.
Yeah. Some of mine are struggling for tickets, so I will go. But so there's a bit of that, which is lovely. But I like them, and I'm happy to see their shows. I would recommend Mish Wittrup. She was nominated for Best Newcomer a couple of years ago. Her shows are always very, very funny.
On this pod channel, she's known as Big Wet.
Of course.
Wow.
You got to go see Big Wet's show.
A lot of people get a nickname on this show.
Wow.
I don't know if you're going to leave with one, Dave.
You can't force it. Just let it happen.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It could be the Sausage Race.
Sausage Race.
That won't make
Sausage
sense to people.
King.
That's a call forward to a future episode.
Oh, yeah. I would also recommend, if you like a bit of sketch, you could go see Annie and Lena. Again, they've been doing shows together for 4 years or something, and they're fantastic. And if you want to dip your toes into some improv, I would recommend The Newlyweds. Marcel Blanche de Wilde, who we've had on the podcast, who's been on this as well.
Yeah.
And his real-life wife, Eleanor, they do...
Because he also has a blow-up wife.
Yeah. So
Jess has to make that
his
real distinction. Yeah.
His actual wife, Eleanor, they do long-form improv together, and they're very, very funny. It's a lot of fun.
Cool.
Great tips. Mm. Dave, you're doing your show, which opens... It's the second half?
It's 2 weeks, yeah. 7:30 at the Beer Deluxe. Good one, it's called.
So good.
I've done Adelaide and Perth.
How's the show been going?
It's been going great. Yeah, it's good. It's good fun.
Who are you taking down? Because you are the king of Sting. Who's in?
Not really.
Who's in the sort?
Well, I talk about Taylor Swift because
she's had it too good for too long, I think.
Teenage daughter went and my wife went. So I talk about that.
Yeah, great.
About a bit about Tay Tay. But I'm not anti. I quite like her.
I'm joking. You're genuinely a very friendly
affable,
comedian.
Affable, yeah. And then, it's just about life as a middle-aged man, you know, just... Go on about my kids. You know, I've got a kid at uni now, which really annoys me. He's doing arts. It's like, oh. He's in the Greens. He's big into the greens, but he also, he's half me, he's half my wife, so he loves going to Macca's before he goes to his greens meetings. I'm like, well, here's a challenge, walking with your Big Mac bag and your greens meeting. Hey, it's Mac time, guys. See how you fare. So, yeah, it's all stuff like that.
Well, but, when was your first comedy festival?
Yeah, good question. I've done 20, I think.
Wow.
But it's been off and on with children and all that, but and there was, I did sketch shows too. Loved doing sketch shows early on. We just showed, well, thanks for coming to my 21st, which we won a Moosehead for. Well, you just win it beforehand, don't you?
Oh, that's a Moosehead.
Recipient
as well.
Yeah.
You do. You get the award before you've done it.
Before you've done the show, where we played out a whole 21st at RSL in St Kilda. That was
That'd be so fun.
Yeah, we had a Gorilla Gram. We had...
Yes.
Yeah, and, you know, the really... Because I was sort of that age group at that stage in my life, in my 20s, and that annoying mate who just wants to get you pissed, you know. And he wore a hat with two beer cans on it, you know, that classic Bogan thing. But, yeah, I can't remember when I... Not,
was it 90s?
90s, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah,
90s.
Wow.
Because that was... You were riding for Full Frontal at that time, so you were... Yeah. Pretty connected to the sketch world.
Banner. I used to write a lot of the Poiter stuff, the Bogan character he did. Because back in those days, they really needed writers, and so a lot of comics worked on those shows. You know, you just get a job.
I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
It feels like you're talking it down a bit. It's like they needed writers, so they got the best comedian writers around. But the thing was,
in the 90s, when you were working on a show like Full Frontal, you go to a party of other 20, 30-year-olds, and they say, what do? You say, oh, I'm a comedian. Oh, do you work on any TV shows? You go Full Frontal, and they go, oh.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I only realised when I went to talk to high school kids that they loved it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, you work on Full Frontal.
Full Frontal was my favourite. So I loved it. Adults back then didn't like it.
No, it wasn't cool.
Oh.
But you know what they'd say? They'd go, oh, Frontline? You're like, no, Full Frontal.
Oh, right.
The Frontline was ABC and was cool.
I remember
Full Frontal was not cool. Full Frontal
being very cool. It was cool at
high school.
At high school,
yeah.
Ah, that's funny.
That's funny. Yeah.
Do you have, if you were going to recommend another show to go to apart from yours?
Oh, go and see Billy Stiles, who you work
with. Oh, he's so great.
He's a funny comedian. He's like, and also in the same venue is what's his name? Carduccio.
Alessio.
Alessio Carduccio.
Yeah.
They're both very funny, and I reckon they'd be struggling in ticket sales. So go and see them.
Oh, Jess, put them on your spreadsheet.
All right, I'll see if I can get there.
And I don't know. I look at the internationals. Like, people always ask me, what are your tips? Hughie was complaining about this other night. He goes, mate, all the parents at school saying, what are your tips? He goes, I got a tip. Come and see me. That's my only tip. Right? So I look at all the internationals, and I'm like, I don't know a lot of them. Mm. But you do see some of them. Like, last year, I really loved Tony Hawk?
The skateboarder.
Troy Hawk.
Okay.
Troy Hawk with the lounge suit.
So he look him up on YouTube. He does greetings. So he pretends to be a greeter at Kmart.
Yes.
And his stand-up was very funny.
Yeah, great.
So he dresses a bit posh. And his great thing is he goes, what's your name? Alex. He goes, Alex, that's 11 in Scrabble. So he works out what your name's worth in Scrabble. He goes, the X is doing a lot of work there for you, Alex. I thought he was... So I like to go and see those showcase shows and then pick out... The ones that that guy's really good. That person's woman's really good.
Yeah.
Go and see them.
The late shows at Hi-Fi are pretty good. You can get 10 comics for $10 on a lot of
nights. Yeah, it's too late for me though.
Yeah, look, to be honest, me too. But
I did one with you last year. We did the last second. Oh my God, it's just too late.
Anyway, and they always drag on.
They do. Soren did 40 minutes.
Sticky feet, Soren.
I did 50, then you did 40.
You got to stay up there till you get a laugh.
Exactly. Dude, before we wrap this up, Sren, have you got any? Obviously, me and you are doing a show starting tonight at the Chinese Museum, the day this comes out on the 28th.
Yeah, that's my only recommendation.
Put on you.
All right, Hughie.
Yeah, come on.
There's heaps of good stuff. I would go see Bronwyn Cuss.
She's funny.
She's my favourite at the moment. So she's so good.
Yeah, great tip. Get in early.
What time are you guys on it?
We're on at 6
p.m.
Oh, great.
You know?
I like that. Early time.
Yeah.
I like it.
You'll be home for dinner.
Oh, fantastic.
Awesome. All right. Anything else you want to say before we wrap this up?
I love you.
I've got stuff for sale on eBay.
Hey, Jess, as we always say here on Jess Perkins Presents, or whatever I said.
Now I've presented, I'm Jess Perkins.
And oh, my God. That's so good.
See how stupid your sign-off sounds now?
Well.
Yeah. Thanks for putting up that mirror.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.